As you look back on your life, what are you proud of?
I'm proud of what I was able to accomplish in these various jobs that were in the social services area. Certainly, I could have taken another tack and wound up being a lot more wealthy than I did. But really, I wanted to do what I wanted to do and work that was meaningful rather than work my way up a corporation by wearing suits every day and hose and pumps and behaving in a certain way. For example, when I first came to Tulsa, there was the Sun Belt Alliance, and we were working against Black Fox, if you remember that campaign.
Yes.
Of having PSO build a nuclear plant. I went one day. I was still working as an intern at the psychiatric center. We went to the site and occupied the site. We went the night before and were sleeping in tents, carrying water with us and everything, and we had to go down through a gully and up. And people were holding the fence apart. We crawled in there, and we got on the property of PSO. There were quite a few of us, and we were divided into cells and everything. The idea was to make a statement and be on that property and prevent further construction of that property so it could go no further. I was arrested, as we all were arrested, and we had to process through this. They brought over a tractor trailer they used as their office, and we had to all file through, give our names and everything, and we were all arrested. Luckily, there were too many of us for them to take us to jail, but I didn't know how that would fly at the psychiatric center.
What was the lady who headed up that cause?
Carrie Dickerson.
Carrie Dickerson.
What a wonderful person.
Yes, she was.
She gave her life. She gave her life and everything she had. Selling her property and everything. She was a nurse, and she was a married woman living near the property. She read in the paper that this property near hers was going to have this nuclear power plant. And she said, whoa, who ordered this? And she went to the local council meeting. They had given their approval, I guess, without even thinking through. They were asked by PSO, and they did it. So she immediately took a stand. And now there were two movements going there. She was going by, let's go to court and let's file a petition. So her big thing was to try to fight each step along the way, which meant she had to raise money. She had to raise money for lawyers and everything. And of course, there was a lot of pro bono workers. She never could have done it. And she mortgaged her farm and everything. During the course of this long thing, she made quilts that were raffled off. We had benefit suppers for this Black Fox movement. And in the end, her husband had died, and eventually, I guess she sold the farm because she was so deeply in debt with this. She went the court route. But then there was another group called the Sun Belt Alliance, and they were more for demonstrations and for actions, you know, like marches and actions. So
you were involved.
I was involved in that, too. We would have meetings and plan what our next action would be and so forth, raising awareness. And really, we were sort of saved by Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania by their leakage and their breakdown that then put a stop all across the country. There was a brief moratorium that you couldn't build anymore, and that was the impetus, you know, that stalled it long enough. It wasn't in operation yet, and we were able to get it knocked out.
I interviewed Norma Eagleton, who was at the time a corporation commissioner.
Sure.
And she talks in her interview about Carrie Dickerson coming to mm-hmm. their hearing. There weren't many people there,
mm-hmm.
but who was going to vote against this?
Little old lady.
This little old lady.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And so they voted against it. And PSO also, they weren't trying to contest it anymore. They realized that's the end of it.
Yeah.
You have to give credit to Carrie Dickerson.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay.
This woman really single-handedly stopped this. Of course, we all tried to help her mm-hmm. once we found out about it. But if she hadn't seen this in the paper and done something about it, the national press interviewed her. And they said, well, what kind of a constituency do you have? And she just made it up. She had nobody. You know, she said, well, I have about 100 people. She was just making it up. She was just a little housewife and nurse. But boy, she just gave the rest of her life to paying off these bills.
I'm so glad you brought that up, but it was your life that brought us to that story.
Yes.
And so thank you for bringing her up. We can highlight her great activity.